Got a good one today. Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. It's a named CrossFit workout called Lin. And Lin involves bench press and pull-ups. So I think everybody will really enjoy the bench press. Lin's 5 rounds for max reps of body weight bench press followed by pull-ups. And you rest as needed between rounds. Last time we did this was on May 11th, 2021. Want to go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you, should you make any adjustments. So how this goes down is you warm up, and then you, if you're going to do it prescribed anyway, put your body weight on the barbell so that it weighs, you know, weighs your what your body weight is. And then you just start the clock, so you can also time your rest, and do as many unbroken body weight bench press as you can. Rack it when you have to rack it, have a spotter, do whatever you need to do to be safe. Hopefully that goes without saying. And then you walk over to the pull-up bar and you do as many kipping chin over bar pull-ups as you can. And then you note your scores. How many bench press did you get? How many pull-ups did you get? And then I start the clock so that I can time my rest and make sure that I'm getting ample rest. I would take at least 2 minutes rest between each one of these rounds. I wouldn't be shy of taking 3 minutes rest or even a little bit more. But 3 minutes is probably going to be the sweet spot that I'm going to shoot for. And then you note your score and you have an absolute blast. We've got videos showing the bench press and the pull-up. Super Fitness Robot scores pulled from BTWB for men, 147 reps or more. That's obviously combined of all 5 rounds and all 2 movements. Women, 119 or more. More likely, men, 87 reps, women, 70 reps. It's a tough workout. Wildcard option, 5 rounds for max reps. Now we're going overhead instead of the bench press. It'll be a push press at 65% of your body weight, followed by pull-ups, and of course, resting as needed. The scaled option, bench press at not body weight, but either 0.5, half body weight, up to 3/4 of your body weight. That would be the range for the scaled, and then doing ring rows or pull-ups in the same fashion as a prescribed workout of the day. Videos showing the ring row as well as how to get a pull-up. Limited equipment option, 5 rounds for max reps of the dumbbell floor press, pair of 50s, pair of 35s, max reps pull-ups. Got a video showing the floor press there. And Super Fitness Robot scores for the, let me check these here, for the limited equipment crew, men 167 or more, women 139 or more. More likely, men 107, women 90. No equipment workout of the day, 5 rounds max reps, push-ups for 1 minute, as many as you can get, and jumping jacks for 1 minute, as many as you can get. Resting is needed between each. Accessory work, optional as always. 10 minutes of practicing the skill of your choice, whatever you feel like today. And then 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or if you don't have double unders yet, 5 minutes of double under attempts and practice. We've got a video showing that. As always, the cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing, wall stretch for the shoulder, pec stretch laying on your side. And you know, this is what I'll say about today's workout. The bench press is challenging, even at a reduced loading. If the scaled workout meets your needs, doing 0.5 or 0.75, fantastic. Don't be afraid to go lower if you have to. There's nothing wrong with that. I would like to see somebody that at least on round one, okay, that you slide under the barbell, it's the first thing that you're doing, feel confident that you're going to get 10 repetitions. That's what I would have people shoot for. If you don't think you're going to get 10 repetitions in round number one, then I would go ahead and reduce the loading. Trust me, I've done this workout plenty of times. Your reps will go down every round, that's for darn sure. But on round one, I'd like to see 10 reps right out of the gate. So that's that. Enjoy the workout. Enjoy tomorrow's rest day. And I will see you on Friday.